Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Mental Node. Wake up, it's the weekend. I'm your host, Purpose Vision, and this is your open discussion on current events, entertainment, sports, and politics, and really anything else you want to talk about. Give me a call here. The call-in number is 347-215-8667. Guys, I read the most interesting story this morning, actually, on AOL News. There's a man in Kansas City, Missouri, who is a secret Santa. The legacy actually was started by his best friend. And his best friend died, and he is continuing on the legacy. Guys, let me just read you briefly a little bit about this story. I mean, it just really touched my heart, and it made me think how, you know, sometimes we think we are doing enough, or, you know, we're trying to think of something to do, to give back, and something so simple. I mean, this guy's just walking around giving people money that look like they need money. You know, he's just, and his friend started it. So let me just read a little bit of this. It says, Susan Dahl had spent 4 months homeless in Colorado and just being on a harrowing 10-hour bus trip through sleet and snow. Hungry and broke, all she wanted to do was get back to family in Minnesota. That's when a tall man in a red coat and red hat sat next to her at the downtown bus station, talked to her quietly, and then slipped her $100 on that recent December afternoon. The man was doing the work of Larry Stewart, Kansas City's original Secret Santa, who anonymously wandered city streets doling out $100 bills to anyone who looked like they needed it. Stewart died of cancer at age 58 earlier this year, but his legacy lives on. Isn't that beautiful? It says, over about a quarter century, Stewart quietly gave out more than $1.3 million to people in laundromats, diners, bus stations, shelters, and thrift stores, saying it was his way of giving back at Christmas for all the wealth and generosity he had received in his lifetime. Wow. This is really something. It says here, this Christmas, a friend who told Stewart in the hospital that he would carry on for him is out on the streets handing out $100 bills, each one stamped with Larry Stewart, Secret Santa. Between Kansas City and several other cities this Christmas, the new Secret Santa will give away $75,000 of his own money, mostly in $100 bills. He said, I didn't want to be a Secret Santa, a business consultant who lives in the Kansas City area. I wanted to give Larry money, but last year he said I had to hand it out myself, so I did, and I got hooked. He got hooked on helping people, y'all. That's, you know, that's something to get hooked on if you're going to get hooked on anything. All right, so I hope you're having a good Saturday morning. What's today's the 22nd. Got about 3 more days till Christmas. I hope everybody's Christmas wishes come true this holiday season. And remember, you can call me here, 347-215-8667. Let me know what you think about the Secret Santa. And if you have the opportunity, which I'm sure all of us do it in some form of fashion, to give back, you know, how would you do it? Or do you think you would do something similar, you know, the same thing that the Secret Santa in Kansas City is doing? I just think that is just beautiful. I mean, just beautiful. I'm your host, Purpose Vision, and you're listening to Mental Note. I will be right back. I have another story for you right here on Blog Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Picture my girl, Foxy Brown. Shout the mouth. What up, nigga?
Hey guys, too, I just want to let you know that you can hit me up at myspace.com/purposevision. You can catch me here tomorrow night, Sunday night, 7:30 p.m., for the show Purpose Vision, All Things Real Estate. And then, of course, in the morning, 9:30 a.m., Mental Notes, Divine Time. That's our time to just relax and just, you know, unwind and give thanks. And, you know, it's prayer and inspiration right here on Blog Talk Radio. So be sure to tune in for that. Going to be talking about the mayor's daughter, the mayor of Atlanta, Shirley Franklin. Her daughter, Kai Franklin, recently admits guilt, will assist in the cocaine probe. So I'm going to be talking about that here in just a few minutes, switching up a little bit on you. So just stay right where you are, and I'll have some more information for you in just a minute. Okay, you're listening to Mental Note right here on Blog Talk Radio. Wake up, y'all. It's the weekend. I'm your host, Purpose Vision, and I do appreciate you tuning in today, as always. I'll be right back.
Everything that you ever said to me.
Guys, want to read you the story, Mayor's Daughter Amidst Guilt Will Assist Cocaine Probe. Now, we're talking about Mayor Shirley Franklin, Atlanta's mayor. Her daughter, Kai Franklin Graham, agreed to cooperate with an ongoing investigation into her ex-husband's cocaine enterprise. Now, her ex-husband is the convicted cocaine trafficker, Tremaine Graham. They gave him life in prison up in Greenville, South Carolina. He was in this big drug ring, from my understanding, the Black Mafia family and the Sin City Mafia, which are two multi-state drug rings, as reported in the Creative Loafing. So it seems that, you know, of course, she was his wife at the time that they initially started the investigation, they meaning the FBI. And looks like she has said that she will assist them in the ongoing investigation of her husband's cocaine enterprise. And in exchange for her truthful and forthright cooperation and her possible testimony in related court cases, Kai Franklin Graham will be sentenced to 3 years of probation, according to Moore, 3 months of which will be home confinement. So, and Moore is the U.S. attorney, assistant U.S. attorney Mark Moore, who is giving this information. So that's interesting, the mayor's daughter and her husband or what have you in this whole cocaine thing, case, whatever. Okay, guys, so that's another little tidbit story for you. I know I'm just kind of rambling on this morning, and I do apologize for that. The holidays have really had me kind of tired. You know, I've been running around. I told you guys last week, or this past week, all week I've been in class, so, which is exhausting for me because I hate sitting still, just, you know, in like a classroom or an office. That's why I can't just do the normal 8 to 5 or 9 to 5 or whatever it is. Doesn't really work for me. I need to be out and amongst the people and, you know, doing what I do. So I've been feeling a little stir crazy this week. But guys, just keep in mind that the show will be back on 9:30 a.m., back on regular schedule now that the class is over. So catch me in the morning, 9:30 a.m. for Divine Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And then also tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m., the show Purpose Vision. The guest call-in number is 347-215-8667. You may want to take it down so that you can call me at another time, since we only have about 30 seconds left for today's show, and I didn't hear from anybody. I'm sad. Okay, guys. Be sure to leave comments, and because they are appreciated. And I do appreciate you listening to the show. I'm your host, Purpose Vision. And remember, in all things, peace and love. Until we speak again, have a blessed and wonderful day. And I wish you, what you're about to experience, peace and love.
They call it.
And a merry, merry Christmas. And a happy like year. Prosperity, joy, all the good stuff from me to you.